How about seeing art at the source? The Open Studios continue this weekend, and on the KSRO live line is Eve Lindy. She is with the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. Eve, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking, and looking forward to this weekend in Sebastopol. And let's start with this. Sebastopol is an artist's haven, isn't it?
Well, really, the whole county is very, very rich with a lot of creative folks, but Sebastopol does seem to draw those kind of folks. So, yes, it's true.
And this Art at the Source is a very unique way to take in pieces of art around Sonoma County, because it's done right in the artist's studio, and which is more often than not, you know, adjacent to their very own homes, isn't it?
It sure is. And the great thing about Art at the Source is that it's more West County, so artists from all over the county can come in and share studios. So a lot of times when you go out there, you'll see multiple artists in one place.
And this is similar to Art Trails, correct?
That's right. Art
similar
Trails
concept.
Is countywide, and it's individuals in their own studios, so it's one artist at a time, but it's all over the county.
What's the advantage to seeing art this way, Eve?
Well, first of all, you get to meet with the artist. I mean, they're there. They're waiting to talk with you. A lot of times they're demonstrating their work, so they'll show you their process, or they'll show you works in progress. So you get a real insight into their work and how they're inspired, and their materials and the sort of ways that they work with their art form. The other thing is that, of course, we live in one of the most beautiful places in the world.
Yes.
So you get to drive around Sonoma County and enjoy how gorgeous that is. And on a weekend like this, where it's just going to be perfect weather, there's no way to beat that.
No kidding. So it began last weekend and continues from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. this Saturday and Sunday. Describe for us, Eve, some of the places, some of the art that people will be seeing this weekend.
Wow. Well, there's such an incredible variety. There are 110 artists exhibiting this weekend and last weekend. So there's everything from painting and watercolors and oils and mixed media. There's silk wall hangings, there's jewelry, there's glass, there's pottery, there's sculpture. One of our artists out in the between Santa Rosa and Sebastopol area does outdoor sculptures that are very large and they move in the wind, so that'll be really beautiful to see. We have a couple of tours going out this weekend from the center that will include lunch and wine tasting. And
now, are those still available to the public, Eve?
Yeah, we still have the Sunday morning and Sunday afternoon tour available.
That would be the ultimate way to see it, I guess.
Yeah, it really would, because you don't have to drive. You can just get in this comfortable vehicle and be air-conditioned and drive through the beautiful landscape and see a number of different artists that are all kind of out in the countryside. So we're really excited about that and looking forward to it.
And in this kind of situation, Art at the Source, you really can sometimes learn a lot about your neighbors, because you'll
Absolutely.
Find out this weekend that they're involved in Art at the Source, and then all of a sudden you wander over to their homes and you go, wow, I didn't know all of this was you.
Yeah, absolutely. And you see these yellow signs all along the roads, and you go, I had no idea there were so many art studios in my neighborhood, or on my way to work, or, you know, however that works for you. So the signs are there with the studio numbers on them. You can pick up a catalog at the center. There's an exhibit that features one artwork from each artist, so you can go and check out a sample of them and then choose who you want to go out to see. We have a website, artatthesource.org, where you can take a look at the catalog online. So we make it easy for you, and we're really excited about all of the beautiful work that's on view this weekend.
And let's talk about the maps, because it behooves you to have a map of all of the places that are going to be open this weekend. And how do we get a hold of that?
Well, that's in the catalog, and there we really make a big effort to deliver catalogs all over the county, so a lot of the places that you might be used to going will probably have a catalog available for you. You can stop by the center at 282 South High Street in Sebastopol and pick up a catalog there. You can also go online to artatthesource.org, and there's a PDF of the whole thing right there, and also a separate PDF of just the map.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful way to spend the weekend in the western part of the county. And tell us again, Eve, what's going on at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts.
Well, it's a preview exhibit, so that's been open since the middle of May. And you can go in and look at any examples of all of the different artists. Each one has chosen one of their best pieces of work to put on exhibit there. And you'll be able to look at those and then pick up your copy of the map and circle the ones you want to go to and head out on the road.
It's going to be a perfect weekend for it. It's called Art at the Source, again, this weekend, the 9th and the 10th. And this is the final weekend of Art at the Source, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good.
Until next year.
Yeah, for all of the many activities that there are this weekend, this is very unique. And as you say, one time a year only, Art at the Source. Eve, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh,
and
well,
good
thank
luck
you
this
so
weekend.
Much for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no doubt. There will be many people attending. That is Eve Lindy from Sebastopol's Center for the Arts. And they are, of course, taking part in Art at the Source, which is a great way to see the artists not only see their works, but in many cases see them working on it. It's a very unique circumstances and a good thing to do over the weekend.